or not to be. Why bees? Bees are so tiny, but do you know what? They are essential to a healthy environment. They are essential to a healthy environment and also to a healthy economy. We rely on them to pollinate most of our fruit and our vegetables. You might never have thought about that before. But they are crucial to our economy. And there's been a study that shows that if there were no bees, okay, no bees, that the UK farmers would have to find £1.8 billion every year to pollinate their crops. Isn't that amazing? And yet the bees do it free. The bees do it free. Freely they do it because they're bees and that's what they're meant to be. They're not being what they're not meant to be. They're being what they're meant to be. And that's a bee. And bees are meant to pollinate. Pollinate is fertilise. Pollinate is bringing the fruit. And that's what the bees do. There is actually a government, there is a government strategy, which is the National Pollinator Strategy, and they are looking to reversing bee decline in the UK. Amen. Who would have thought that? That there has to be a government strategy to save the bees. Wow. I thought that was just quite amazing. Now, you'll have to pardon me because there's a few puns in here. Okay? Maybe, that's one of them. Maybe you find bees charming. Or maybe you find them annoying. But either way, they're incredibly important. And they're important because of what they pollinate. They pollinate the plants in our gardens, in our parks, in our countryside, in our forest areas, in all the places where we love to go and enjoy being with one another. There's nothing nicer than on a summer's day when you're in a park or your own garden, where you're enjoying the fragrance of the flowers and all that sweet smell that's round about you. And when you hear the buzzing bees, there's nothing, it's really quite calming and quite tranquil. The problem is when the bees are buzzing around you, you might just not quite like that so much. But bees just for me just picture fruitfulness. Because I think of what they're doing. I think of what they're pollinating. I think of the fruit that's coming forth from them. If we didn't have bees, we would be in trouble. Because do you know what? Your food would cost an awful lot more. Because guess who would have to subsidise the farmers for having to find different ways of pollinating their crops? It would be you and me, the taxpayers. So your food shopping in the supermarkets would cost more than what they do at the moment. So you need to be praying for your bees. If bees can lessen my shopping bill, I think that's pretty good. Anybody with me on that one? Yeah, I see a lot of heads nodding. You are being in agreement. Amen. But here's the other thing. It's not just honey that you get from bees. You get a lot of other things from bees. Because do you know that bees actually, in our climate, they actually bring in clean air and clean water. Bees do that. Don't ask me how. Right? I don't have all the scientific answers. I just got that from Google. And I thought, that's an interesting fact. So bees help make clean water and clean air. just by being. But honey is not just for eating. There's lots of different uses for honey. Honey is actually used in some beers. I have never tasted a honey beer. I do not like beer. But maybe somebody has. Maybe somebody's a lover of craft beers, and maybe you've had a beer made with honey. If there were no bees, you wouldn't be able to have that. We get beeswax candles. Yeah? We get sweet-smelling soaps and skin creams. Let's look at the properties of honey. From where the bees, well, the beeswax comes obviously from the bees, but what is not honey becomes beeswax. But honey, for all of you who are interested in your diet, honey is actually low calorie. Honey is fat-free. Honey is cholesterol-free. So, Mr. Rollins, are you having your honey every day? He's thinking about it. I think you like honey on your porridge, don't you? They're also sodium. It's also sodium-free. So those of you who need to reduce your salt intake, have a wee spoon of honey. Me, personally, I don't like honey. Personally, the only way I like honey is if it's in a chocolate or if it's in a biscuit bar or if it's a Greek yogurt with honey in it or if it's a... What else has got honey in it? Oh, do you know what? Sugar puffs. Yeah. Tell them about the honey, Mummy. I don't buy sugar puffs because, you know, I've got no children in the house. I don't have the excuse, you know. But I used to love sugar puffs. Forget the milk. Can I have a bowl of sugar puffs? Properties of honey. Honey is very rich in vitamin A, which for all of us ladies, and I believe the men, because vitamin A is very good for moisturising, softening, and rehydrating your skin. So for all of you, I didn't say tightening. I didn't say you could use it as a wrinkle-free. I didn't say that. I just said it moisturises, it softens, and it rehydrates. So I'm sure there'll be an element of something in there, Derry. Beeswax is used for polishing your furniture. Yeah? Remember that pledge that you would... But I maybe shouldn't be advertising. Pledge. Mr. Sheen, whichever. You know, it's got beeswax in it because it's a great thing for treating your wood. If you've got bad wooden joints... Not talking about knees or hips or anything like that, but bad wooden joints and cupboards and whatever, put a little bit of beeswax on it. Never mind your WD-40. Get your beeswax. It's natural. Beeswax also prevents bronze from tarnishing. So for all of you people who have got bronze bits and bobs, and you've run out of your Brillo. What did you used to call that stuff? Brasso. If you've run out of your Brasso, then you can actually use beeswax to remove the tarnish from your bronze pieces. And here, I thought this was great for being a Scots. They use beeswax to soften the hemp strings in bagpipes. Would you ever believe that? Where on earth did you get these from, Susan? Well, do you know what? I found a website that said 101 uses for beeswax. So you just be grateful I'm not giving you the 101. Okay? That's just a few. But isn't it amazing what honey can do? Honey and beeswax. And here's the wee thing. A bee in its lifetime only produces 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey. 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey. That's all one single bee will produce in its lifetime. And yet it's important. That little bee matters. Because what that little bee produces, when it adds up with all the other bees, becomes a lot. And I want to tell you that if you might think you're a little bee and that you can only produce a small amount, but see, when we all come together, that small amount's a huge amount. Amen. And that's why you and me need to be what we're meant to be. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's look at scriptures. Because this comes, we've got to have the word of God in this. Sorry? Sorry? The pastor agrees that we should be looking at scriptures. First scripture, Psalm 119, reading verse 103. All of these scriptures are all about honey. Okay? Well, there's a surprise. How sweet are your words to my taste? Sweeter than honey to my mouth. That's what the Word of God will do for you when you read the Word of God. It will be sweeter than honey to your mouth. Actually, I forgot to tell you this, because this is really good too. Honey is an anti-inflammatory. Honey is an antibacterial. And honey is antiviral. It has these properties too. And for me, the Word of God, anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, and antiviral. So all of these things that's in the world, when we read the Word of God and put the honey of the Word of God in, we're kept healthy. Amen. We're kept healthy. Mm-hmm. But you and I have to read the Word of God. Amen. Second scripture, Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 3. A very strange request. I don't know how I would have felt if I had been asked this. But Ezekiel was told to eat the scroll and fill his stomach. Eat this scroll and fill your stomach. If I had been Ezekiel, I would have thought, you want me to eat the scroll? Really? I don't know if I would have eaten the scroll. But for you and me, eating the scroll is eating the Word of God. It's eating what we read in the Word. It's eating the words that are on the page and allowing it to be honey. So Ezekiel blessed him, he ate it. And it tasted as sweet as honey in his mouth. And the Word of God will do exactly the same for you. Because it's the Word of God. Next scripture, Isaiah 55. Only looking at verses 1 to 3. And I love this portion of scripture. Come, all of you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. How can you buy if you've not got any money? You need to think about what you're reading. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. See, the Word of God is free. The Word of God is free. It's available. We've all got loads of different versions on our shelves. But do they stay on our shelves or do we read it? And do we eat and taste and see that honey is good? Why spend money on what is not bread and your labour on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. For me, that is the honey. That's the honey. John often speaks about what did Israel get from the rock? And they got water from the rock. But God wanted them to have honey, because honey was God's best. So don't be satisfied even with a refreshing water, but seek after the honey, because the honey is God's best. Verse 3 says, give ear and come to me. Hear me that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. So the very promise that he gave David is the same promise he gives you and me. And that is a faithful love. You've got a faithful love from God. God will never be unfaithful to his love towards you. He will only be faithful. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16, verse 24. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Wow. Do you ever feel that your soul is troubled? Do you ever feel that there's anguish in your soul? Do you ever feel distressed? Well, you need to drink and eat from the word of God. And you need to allow that word to be honey that will bring healing and will bring comfort. What all of us need all of the time is the word of God. We need the word of God. To be or not to be. We're all busy. Some of us are busy bees. But sometimes we're busy bees being the bee that we're not meant to be. And I'm not saying that again. Maybe, and I didn't intend that to be a pun, we should think more about what we are meant to be. What are we meant to be? So a question, and I asked this question at a ladies' lunch probably about a year ago. So what do you want to be today? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be healthy? Do you want to be comforted? Do you want to be loved? And in wanting to be these things, that's a great choice. But if I say to you, do you want to be comforted? But you choose not to be comforted, that's not a smart choice. And yet sometimes we don't make the smart choices. Sometimes we choose to be what we're not meant to be. Do we choose to be happy or do we choose to be sad? Do we choose to be kind or do we choose not to be kind? We're not looking at the negative side of this because I want to encourage the positive. I want to speak of the things we're meant to be, not the things we're not meant to be. But the bottom line is that it's what you and me choose. It's what we choose on a daily basis. Because I can choose to do something joyfully. I can choose to be happy. I can choose to be generous. I can choose to be kind. I can choose to be helpful. I can choose to be committed. I can choose to be devoted. Because here's the thing, God himself chooses each day to be love. We've heard that today. I sing because he loves me. So God chooses to be love. He chooses to be our Father. He chooses to be our comfort. He chooses to be that place of rescue. He chooses to be that strong fortress. He chooses to be faithful. He chooses to be protective. He chooses to be caring. He always chooses to be these things because that's who he is. So the question is, who are we? Are we being what he wants us to be? The Lord is always encouraging us to make good choices. And when we make good choices, it's not just us who benefits, but it's everyone else who benefits too. Everyone else. And he's encouraging all of us today to be all that he wants, and in brackets, and needs us to be. I love to see the bees buzzing about my garden. What's your garden like? Do bees want to be in your garden? Are they bee friendly? What's growing in your garden? Are you allowing it to be pollinated with the good things? Are you pulling out the weeds when you see them? Are you feeding your plants when they need to be fed? In this heat, you'll have been watering your plants. Otherwise, your garden's going to die. Well, what about the garden of your life? What's growing in the garden of your life? Is it bee friendly? Be friendly to the things of God. Amen. A well-kept garden is a thing of great beauty. And you know what? It's there for the enjoyment of anyone who comes into it. It's a beautiful thing to walk through a beautiful garden. Wow, look at the colour of that flower. Absolutely gorgeous. You know, it just does something to you when you're in an environment where you're surrounded by beauty. And that beauty might be wildflowers growing on a roadside. But do you notice them? Do you see that they're there? Are you enjoying the beauty of God's creation? I believe that we are called to support each other within Glen Aris as we work together with the Lord in the ministry of building up his church. And as each one of us as individuals are being who we're meant to be in him and what we're meant to be in him, then the body of Christ is built up. We're not meant to be building our own ministries independent of one another. God wants us to be building his church. He's using you and me to be the bees that will pollinate the church. Amen. So that the church can pollinate the earth. So let us use our church ministries. Let's encourage our church ministries to be growing. To be growing together so that we're growing the church as his body, with him as the head. And I believe that these ministries will then grow and there will be new ministries that are popping up. And it's so that the body can be pollinating what we're meant to pollinate. We're meant to be pollinating one another. So are you pollinating one another with happiness? Or are you pollinating one another with grumpiness? Are you pollinating one another with joy? Or are you pollinating one another with complaints and moans and groans? Or are you pollinating one another with fun and life? And enjoyment and encouragement. Amen. That's the church that God wants. Amen. That's the church that God wants. And when you and me are being who we're meant to be, then that is what the church will be. Hallelujah. I believe that the Holy Spirit has been showing me all of these things. I didn't make this up. I couldn't even think about making this up. But I really, truly believe that you and me as believers, sorry, as believers, we are God's pollinators here on earth. You and me, he's left it to us. Oh, but I'm just small, I'm just tiny, I don't have many talents, I don't have many giftings, I can't do a lot of stuff, so I'm of no use. You are a precious bee in the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is inside of you, and you are pollinated with the pollen of heaven. So every time you rub up against somebody, you're leaving some of that pollen on them. And you know what? It's having an effect. But do you believe it's having an effect? Do you believe it? I believe it. And I'm happy to believe it for you, but I want you to believe it for yourself. I can be the best encourager, but you've got a greater encourager inside of you. You've got the Holy Spirit inside of you being your encourager. I could say, well, who encourages me? I'm happy to encourage you, Bill. But Bill, are you going to encourage me by being who you're meant to be? Hallelujah, Bill. Thank you. Bees are known as workers. Workers. We have the saying, as busy as a bee. But here's the thing about the bees. Each one is working as an individual, being what that bee is meant to be. This is really hard to say sometimes. And each bee is producing their own fruit. Are you producing your own fruit? Or are you trying to be a bee producing somebody else's fruit? Because if you are, that won't work. That won't work. And the fruit that each bee produces has an effect on the environment and the climate. Goes back to the beginning with that government strategy. Well, do you know what? This is a godly strategy. Be who you're meant to be. In the spirit, I believe that we can make a difference to our environment and our climate. And I believe that we can be the ones who make the water cleaner and who make the air fresher, because we pollinate it with heaven itself. Amen. As we be who we are in Christ, as we be the children of God, as we be the salt and the light, as we be all the fruits of the Spirit, not just some of them. So the fruits of the Spirit, let us all be love, be joy, be peace, be patience, be kindness, be goodness, be faithfulness, be self-control. Then this is the pollen that comes straight from heaven itself. And as we touch whoever we are near, they will be affected by the pollen of heaven. You know, when somebody's joyful, it kind of rubs off, doesn't it? If somebody's a bit grumpy, that can rub off as well. You know, let's all join in and have a pity party. Let's be bee friendly. And let's grow. Let's grow what we're meant to be growing. Let's pollinate one another, that we can go out and pollinate our neighbourhoods, our workplaces, wherever we are. Let's pollinate our work colleagues with the pollen from heaven. But you see, we need to plant things in order to grow. So are you planting the good things of the kingdom? Are you firmly planted and established? Are you firmly rooted in the Word of God? Because that's where it all comes from. And being bee-friendly isn't just a good thing for the pollinators, but it benefits everyone. So it goes as far and as wide as you want it to go, and even further in the spirit realm. Because you do things in your life that have an effect on other people, and you have no idea that it's having an effect. You just think, it's just me. What am I doing? Well, do you know what? If you're being who you're meant to be, then God says, well done. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. I'm coming to the last scripture. And I've asked Jacob not to put this scripture up, because this is my version of this scripture. We're going to look at the Great Commission, which is in Matthew 28. And it's verses 19 to 20 if you want to look at it in whatever device, whether it's the Bible or whatever device. But I'm quoting to you my version of this scripture. And my version, which I believe the Holy Spirit showed me, is this. Therefore go and be and make disciples of all nations. And be baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And be teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always, even unto the very end of the age. Here endeth the lesson. Let me just close it with this. When I had a drink. I pray that you have heard God speak this morning. I pray that you've not heard me, but that you've heard God speak to you by the power of his Holy Spirit. I pray that you have been encouraged. I pray that you've been inspired. I pray that you have been stirred up. And I pray that you have been excited and that you go away from here buzzing. Buzzing. That's our granddaughter's favourite saying. I'm buzzing, Gran. So let's be buzzing as you be the you that God has made you to be. Please don't try to be a different bee. You're just meant to be the you. You're meant to be the you that God has made you to be. Because here's the thing. Only you can be you. And only you can bring to the table what you've got. That has been said countless times in this place. But it's true. Only you, let me look at John. Only you, John Fisher, can be the best husband to Emma Fisher. Only you can be the best husband to Emma Fisher. And only you, Sarah Roxburgh, can be the best wife to Andrew Roxburgh, because that's who you're meant to be. I could name all of us, but here's the truth. We're all meant to be the best husbands to our wives, and we're meant to be the best wives to our husbands. We're meant to be the best brothers and sisters within a family. We're meant to be the best sons and daughters. Yeah? Jacob, only you can be Jacob in the family. Your other brothers can't be Jacob. Only you can be Jacob. So here's a question. Are you going to be the best Jacob? Yes. You see, Jacob doesn't need to try to be better than Aaron or Matthew, because he's not meant to be Aaron and Matthew, but he's meant to be the best Jacob. So who are you meant to be? Because whatever you're meant to be the best. I'm not meant to be a better speaker than anybody else. I'm meant to be the best speaker that Susan Donnelly can be. You see, you need to take it personal. You need to find out from God who it is you're meant to be. And Lord, if you want me to be that, then you make me the best. Yes? Bill, do you want to be the best drummer here, or do you just want to be a better drummer than everybody else? You want to be the best. I know you do. Amen? But you see, that's the challenge, and there's a difference. We're not here to be better than one another. We're here to be the best person we're meant to be. It's simples. Simples. The Meerkat advert. It's simples. Closing. Definitely. Let us be. Please, I pray for me and I pray for you. I pray for all of us as believers that we would be the Holy Spirit calling wherever we go, and that we would cause his faithfulness and his fruitfulness to be overflowing and abundant in this place, that we would pollinate one another with the love of Jesus, for it is by this that all men will know that we are his disciples. It is by love that they will know that we are his disciples. So are we going to make smart choices? Are we going to choose to be love? To be love. We're called to be like him. So let's choose to be more like him. We are being like him to whatever level or degree each one of us is at as an individual. But there is always more. There's a greater height and a greater depth and a greater width. And God says, be the best. Be the best. Because he's made you to be the best. Amen? Amen? Amen. God bless you. Go and pollinate like you've never pollinated before. Amen.